respects human rights and respects freedom.
We must not tolerate this. Can we stop it?
Freedom House cannot be silent today.
And those who are suffering.
Justice and freedom. We can send that message. We will continue to fight with you.
The Chinese government will end its campaign against the Falun Gong.
Torture and murder of the peaceful Falun Gong practitioners in China.
To do everything that we possibly can.
At least 200 people have been killed in prison.
To end this persecution of Falun Gong.
And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Washington. Thank you for this tremendous outpouring of people concerned about the persecution of the Falun Gong in China. Last year, I introduced a resolution in the United States Senate condemning this religious repression. I want to announce today that my colleague, Senator Sam Brownback, a Republican of Kansas, will join me as a Democrat in a bipartisan Senate resolution to once again condemn this action by the Chinese government, which has resulted in the repression of so many people who ask for only one thing, the freedom, the opportunity to practice their religion. On this great mall in Washington, D.C., we pay tribute to those who were the founders of this nation, Washington, and slightly beyond that, the Jefferson Memorial. It was Thomas Jefferson who crafted our Bill of Rights and who said that in the United States of America, if there is to be true freedom and true democracy, there must be freedom of religious expression. That belief, that principle, applies just not to the United States, but applies to every country that wants to be part of the family of civilized nations around the world. The Chinese have come forward asking to be treated as equals in the area of trade. They have asked to be treated as equals and given an opportunity to have the Olympics in their country. But if they are to be treated as equals, they must show an understanding of the rights of people within China to practice religion freely. That is one of the cornerstones of democracy and of civilized conduct. I commend you for your steadfast opposition to their repression of the Falun Gong. I promise you, as a member of the United States Senate, we will not forget this great gathering. We will continue to fight with you to make certain that religious freedom is respected in China and around the world. I thank you.